The Gemara had just brought to Rabbi Yosef, who answered that what a seemingly steering among brises. One brises said that that a shofar is muktzi, you're not allowed to move it on Shabbos. One said it's not muktzi, you are allowed to move it on Shabbos. He answered that the shofar of a private individual is not muktzi because you can use it to take water to it for a baby, whereas the shofar, the brises says that shofar is muktzi, is talking about the shofar of a tzibur, which is not going to be used for that, and therefore it's muktzi. Abaye asked, even the shofar of a tzibur can be used to get water for a child who's an ani. It's a responsibility of the community to take care of such a baby. Also, another brisa says that shofars and chatzotris may both be moved on Shabbos. They're both not muktzah. So now we have three brises which seem to contradict each other. Abaye says the brisa that says that neither of them are muktzah follows Rosh Hashanah, who doesn't hold a muktzah. The brisa that says that you're allowed to move a shofar on Shabbos but not chatzotris holds like a Yehuda who holds a muktzah. But since a shofar has a mutter dikah used for the water, therefore it's not muktzah. The brisa that says that both of them are muktzah, sai chatzotris and sai shofar, follows from the Chemya, who says the only time something is not muktzah is when its main primary use is a mutter dikah use. And since the primary use of a shofar is not for the water, therefore it's muktzah. So once from the Chemya says that a shofar is aser to move on Shabbos, it's muktzah. So for sure, a chatzotris are, so why did he even have to come and say that chatzotris are also aser? Abaye answers by saying, like Rav Chisda says, that after the Churban, people began to mix up words, so they would call actually a trumpet by the name shofar, and they would call a shofar, what we call a shofar, by the name chatzotris. And therefore, when he first said that shofar is aser, he actually meant that the trumpets are aser. So then he came along afterwards and said that a shofar is aser. Rav Chisda said there are three things that had their names switched, shofar and chatzotris, and the reason why it's important to know is because we have to know what's a proper shofar for Rosh Hashanah. Also, arava and tzaftzafa, which is also similar to an arava, also got mixed up, and it's important to know what's truly an arava, because for the arba minim, and also a psaira and a pasarta, which are different sized tables, got mixed up those names. It's important to know, just because in the term of commerce, what's the proper name to be used. Abaye says that also the huvlila and the beikasi, which are two different parts of a kosher animal stomach, also got mixed up, and it's important to know, because what one of them becomes true only becomes a trefa when there's a hole through and through, and one becomes a trefa even when the hole is not through and through. So it's important to know what's what. Rav Ashi adds that people mix up also Bovel and Bursif, the two places, and the reason why it's important to know that is because the people of Bovel, either because the people of Bovel were considered experts when it came to Gittin, Mumcha when it came to Gittin, so you have to know who the people of Bovel truly are, or to make sure that when you write again, it has to have the proper city name on it, so you have to know what was really Bovel and what was really Bursif. Had Nolach Perek Bameh Madlikin Perek Kira Perek Shlishi Zokta Mishnah. Food can be put on a kira, which is an oven that's large enough to hold two pots, if that kira is fueled with straw or stubble. But if it's fueled with wood or gefes, which is like sesame seed pulp, then the food is not allowed to be placed on the kira unless the fuel, unless the wood, etc., is swept away or covered with ash. Beis Shammai say this allowance is only for hot water to put it on, but not for food. Beis Hillel say that you can put on water or food. Beis Shammai say that the water that's left there can be removed on Shabbos, but it cannot be returned to the Kira on Shabbos. Beis Hillel say you even may return it on Shabbos. Gemara asks, when the Mishnah says you're not allowed to put food onto a Kira that's fueled with wood or gefes unless the coals are swept away or covered over, does that mean the food's not allowed to be put there on Friday already and left there for Shabbos unless it's swept or covered? Or does it mean that on Shabbos it's not allowed to be returned to such a Kira stove once it's removed unless the coals were swept away on Friday, but on Friday, you would be allowed to put it there even if the coals were not swept away. Now, that's the shita actually of Chananya. Chananya, we find, says in a braisa that even if the coals are not swept away, as long as the food was cooked before Shabbos, you could put it on the kira before Shabbos. So does the Mishnah follow the view of Chananya, or does it follow the view of the Rabban who argue on Chananya? Mar says the words of the Mishnah are mashma not like Chananya, because we find two machlekes in between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel in the Mishnah. The first one is talking about putting food on the oven, on the kira, and then the second one talks about returning food on Shabbos. This is mashma, the first one, first machlekes, since the second machlekes is about returning the food on Shabbos, or the water on Shabbos, so it must be the first machlekes is about leaving it there on Friday for Shabbos. And then the flow of the Mishnah would then be that the Mishnah is saying that if you're using a fuel, a kira that's fueled with wood, so you're not allowed to, like the Mishnah says, you're not allowed to leave anything there, until you remove the coals. Then the first machlag of Bishamar Yisrael is, if you do remove the coals, what are you allowed to put there? And then there's a second machlag is whether once you remove from there on Shabbos, whether you're allowed to return it. So you see that even though the first machlag is only talking about when you had already swept away the coals, the haraya, that the Mishnah does not follow Hananya. Mor says, no raya. Could be that the beginning of the Mishnah is missing words, chsura mechsura. And the Mishnah means this, the beginning of the Mishnah is actually talking about returning something to the stove on Shabbos. And legabe that, that's when the Mishnah says that if it's fueled with wood, you have to have removed the coals before you're allowed to return something to it on Shabbos. However, with regard to just placing something there before Shabbos, it could be that that would be mutter, even without having swept out the coals first. And therefore, it could be that the Mishnah follows Hananya. There's no raya that the Mishnah does not follow Hananya. So right now, we still remain with the question, does the Mishnah follow Hananya or not?